Audio version of Michael Leitman's blog. April 7, 2024. The difference in souls. Question: what is this Torah that is forbidden to be revealed because every soul must do it by itself? Answer: there are some questions that are revealed only at certain times and only to certain people. After all, there are souls who have already developed and can receive these questions in the course of life, and there are those who still have to continue their development. But they too will receive such tasks from above, from the Creator. Eventually everything will be revealed to everyone. From the Daily Kabbalah Lesson, March 19, 2024. Writings of Balha Sulam. All the work is only where there are two ways, Part 2. Get out of descents. Question: what determines the time spent in descents, and how it be reduced it to a minimum? Maybe you need to find a connection with the Creator not only when you are in an ascent, because the Creator is also present in the descents? Answer: it is from the descent that we need to rise. While in a descent, a person should start reading the sources as soon as possible, praying, singing, doing anything to get out of this state. Question: is it necessary to look for the Creator in the descent? Answer: you will not find Him there. From the Daily Kabbalah Lesson, March 14, 2024. Writings of Balha Sulam. Whose heart makes him willing. Correct the point of connection with the Creator. Question: how do we reach a state when our soul begins to teach us? Answer: in principle we should already begin to determine this. A person needs to understand that everything he receives comes from the Creator, is aimed only at his development, and he needs to figure out how to react to the revealed circumstances. If you correct your soul, that is, the point of connection with the Creator, then it will lead you forward, as it is said, a person's soul will teach him. Question: it is just that the moments of connection with the soul are short-lived, and this world captures all your attention. How can we make it so that the point of connection with the Creator would subjugate us? Answer: you must divide yourself into two parts. Follow the instructions of the Torah in the one part and work with the outside world in the other. Question: but the outside world does not feel these instructions. Why then should we divide ourselves into two parts? Answer: the point is not that the outside world does not feel, but that it is about your fulfillment of the Torah and mitzvot. And they must be fulfilled. From the Daily Kabbalah Lesson, March 19, 2024. Writings of Balha Sulam. All the work is only where there are two ways, Part 2. Questions about working with the Torah. Question: we teach that the Torah fills the heart with gladness. Is joy on the path the protection that the Torah provides? Answer: yes, the Torah gives joy in the heart, and this protects a person. Question: at what stage of the spiritual path does the Torah begin to protect a person? Answer: the Torah always protects a person. Question: it is said that it is difficult to observe the Torah. Why does this heaviness arise? Answer: because we are not created to fulfill the Torah without effort. Question: how can we experience the influence of the Torah on the ten and not enjoy it? Answer: if we begin to perceive the Creator's influence only as prompting us to the next spiritual action, we will not receive it for our own sake. From the Daily Kabbalah Lesson, March 19, 2024. Writings of Balha Sulam. All the work is only where there are two ways, Part 2. From a clean slate. Question: at the beginning of the lesson, you said, from this moment on, we start from a clean slate. How can we start everything anew? Answer: do not worry about it. A new degree will come, new light will come, and all the past will fade away and be replaced by something new. Question: should we pray and ask for this? Answer, no, just try to be more sensitive to what you receive. From the Daily Kabbalah Lesson March 17, 2024. Writings of Balha Sulam. Anyone who pleases the spirit of the people. Strength for spiritual work. Question: as we progress, will our involvement in the lesson increase, or, on the contrary, will there be more forces trying to push us away and distract us from spiritual work? Answer: naturally, there will be more forces opposing your progress, but you will also have more strength to move forward. All sorts of difficulties are deliberately given to a person so that life does not seem easy to him, and so that he holds on more to his friends and the Creator. Only after enduring all this, does one rise to the level where he can work with spiritual forces. I believe that you will overcome everything. As for the major problems, they will only arise from your spiritual work. So, there is nothing to fear here. All of this is already inherent in you, in the Creator, and thus you will constantly advance. From the Daily Kabbalah Lesson March 18, 2024. Writings of Balha Sulam. He who ceases words of Torah and engages in conversation. The Creator will lead us by the hand to where we need to go. Question: two roads met at a crossroads, a narrow one and a wide one. The wide one said, "Look at yourself. You are covered in sharp rocks and crevices. Look at me, I am beautiful, smooth. Alongside me there are cafes, restaurants, villas." It uttered, sighed, and fell silent. "Why did you suddenly go silent?" asked the narrow road. "Isn't life good for you?" "It is all well and good," it replied, "but at the end of me lies an abyss, bottomless, dark, and gloomy. People do not even suspect it. And those who do know about it, they just shrug it off. I am afraid of slipping into it one day." "And you, how do you live?"
"It is tough," sighed the narrow road. "And those who tread on me go uphill, it is not easy for them. But at the end of my path, up there on the hill, they are also bright, joyful, and happy. And I want more than anything to be there." The roads conversed and went their separate ways. A man who heard it all remained at the crossroads. And what is strange, he is still standing there, still pondering which road to take. Answer: yes, that is what is in front of people. Question: why doesn't the man take the narrow road?
He hears that it leads to paradise.
Answer: that will be somewhere later, someday. And now, there is a splendid road in front of him. And he is walking down it calmly. He might sit down at any establishment, a restaurant or a cafe, grab a bite, take a rest, and then continue on. That is what life entices us with.
Question: the man stands there, not knowing where to go. So, he hears the roads reflecting, one leads to hell, the other to paradise. And still, he does not go anywhere. It is like he is torn apart, not knowing where to go.
Answer: that is our every moment-to-moment feeling.
Question: so these roads are not just a matter of standing and deciding right now.
Answer: you are in them all the time.
Question: am I always at a crossroads?
Answer: yes, every moment.
Question: how do I decide which way to go then?
Answer: you do not decide anything. It is decided from above. And you are led as you need to be led. It is already known and predetermined. So the main thing is to agree with it, not to worry, and to connect with the Creator who does all this. And he will take you by the hand and lead you where you need to go. And you just obediently correct yourself. So be in agreement with him in every moment.
Question: at some point, I stop at this crossroads for a moment or for a while, and then I have to agree with him and go where he directs me?
Answer: yes.
Question: is this called where the heart leads?
Answer: that is what they say. It is by definition a straight line.
A straight line is called a curve at every point of which there is a bend.
Question:
For me, even from the first grade it was, there are two dots, and a straight line can be drawn between them. Answer, no, you cannot draw a straight line. You do not know the end point. But at every point you make a turn, and that is why it becomes a straight line. Question, so a person does not choose his road? The Creator chooses it for him. And you keep drawing this line all the time, to agree with the Creator? Answer, yes. Question, why do I agree? Out of tiredness, out of wisdom. What more is there? Answer, yes, because it is the only right option. I am not setting myself up for something supernatural. I do not make any special decisions. I just want to flow with life in agreement with the Creator because it is inherently above me. Question, how can one come to this wisdom? We are always choosing something. Answer, then be a revolutionary. Go ahead. Question, but it is already clear that it will be a failed attempt. A true revolution is when I agree? Answer, it is when you agree with the Creator because it is against your nature. Question, and this is rising above one's nature? Answer, yes, our life is a struggle with our own egoism, a struggle with what we would like. And therefore, only such an approach is actually reasonable. Question, so, I decide lives within us? And the revolution is you decide, and I do not decide? Answer, yes, that is why you must jump, grab onto the Creator, and fly forward like that. Question, the Creator who I must grab onto, what is it? Answer, it is the nature of the entire universe. The great force, the wisest force that spins everything. And we are tiny particles in it. And indeed, we are given the opportunity to realize that there is something higher than us that governs us. To agree that he is in control is our wisdom if we can uncover it. Comment, and this addition, which you always say is good, is in my opinion the hardest thing to agree with. My response, if he governs and there is none else but him, then what is left for us? The most reasonable thing for us to follow is to subjugate to him, to subjugate not out of weakness, but out of rationality. Question, and then I automatically understand that I am moving toward good? Answer, yes, and then we will move toward good. From CAB TV's News with Dr. Michael Lateman, January 11, 2024.